It will be a busy weekend at home for women's athletics at the University of Arkansas. The Razorback women's tennis team has competition scheduled for noon tomorrow and Sunday. Arkansas will face Auburn and Alabama, respectively. The Razorback softball team will host the Razorback Invitational this weekend. Due to field conditions following the recent winter storm, the tournament schedule has been adjusted to begin Saturday and run through Sunday. Arkansas will play host to Bradley and Mississippi Valley State at Bogle Park during the two-day round robin.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith men's basketball team has earned the title of Heartland Conference champions for the second year in a row. The Lions will host the two-day four-team conference tournament, which begins tomorrow at Stubblefield Center. UAFS has the number one seed, and the Lions will face the number four seed, the University of Texas of the Permian Basin, in their first match.
Spring break camp at Hobbs State Park brings the outdoor experience up close and personal. The first of several fun-filled and memory-making nature exploration day camps at Hobbs Park for 2014 runs through March 26th through March 28th. This day camp is for nature lovers 9 to 12 years of age with a passion for hiking and spending time outside exploring and learning. Hiking, games, live animals, nature-related programs, crafts, snacks, stream studies, and a t-shirt will be included. The day camps run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. The cost is $50 plus tax per child. Pre-registration and prepayment are required. For more, call Hobbs State Park at 789-5000.
Ongoing research at the Spiro Mounds will be a topic of discussion yet again at an archaeological talk held on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus. Dr. George Sabo III, director of the Arkansas Archaeological Survey, will present Renewing the World, New Research at the Spiro Ceremonial Center at 7 p.m. March 18th in the Reynolds Room of the Smith Pendergraft Campus Center. Sabo's presentation summarizes the research being performed at the site while outlining plans for a new collaborative effort between the Arkansas Archaeological Survey, the Oklahoma Archaeological Survey, and the Caddo and Wichita Indian Nations. March is also Arkansas Archaeological Month, an annual celebration honoring Arkansas's cultural history, of which Sabo's presentation is a part. Exhibits, lectures, demonstrations, tours, open houses, workshops, and other activities are scheduled throughout the state at museums, historic sites, state parks, libraries, and colleges.
And one music note, the auditorium in Eureka Springs will host a concert and dance event celebrating the beginning of spring, which is March 21st. I think we're all looking forward to spring.
Absolutely.
Organizers of the Spring Equinox Concert have planned an evening that includes original musical compositions for acoustic instruments and voices, as well as new choreography for the event. The concert is scheduled for 7 p.m. March 21st at the Odd. Admission is $5 for adults and $2 for kids at the door. For more information, email fiddlinfred51@gmail.com. The concert is part of the My Wellness Festival, which is scheduled for March 15th through the 22nd. Details available at mywellnessfestival.com.